USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Over two dozen Republican governors are wanting a meeting with President Biden due to the illegal immigration surge at the U.S. southern border. The governors have signed and sent a letter to the White House requesting the meeting, but Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey isn't holding out hope to get together anytime soon.
This White House doesn't listen to governors, it doesn't value governors, it doesn't talk to the governors. It looks at us as lower middle managers in their federal corporation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, President Biden says nothing is more urgent than defeating COVID around the world. Biden opening a global COVID summit and saying, we've all suffered in the pandemic. Biden saying it's an all-hands-on-deck crisis and saying the solution lies in global vaccinations. This is USA Radio News.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Gunfire erupted at a school bus stop in Louisville, Kentucky Wednesday when a car pulled up to a group of students waiting there, killing one student while another student was taken to the hospital to be treated for a gunshot wound, and a third student sustained minor injuries. The gunman remains at large. Louisville Metropolitan Police Chief Erica Shields raises concerns about gang members and gang violence at the Jefferson County Public High School and calls for dedicated officers to be assigned there.
Without having dedicated school resource officers who are trained in identifying gang members, identifying potential conflict, having that constant ongoing communication, we are lacking critical intelligence.
Despite one of the worst droughts in history, Californians are failing to save water. The State Water Resources Control Board saying overall conservation so far this year is only 1.8%. USA Radio News.
Many people who are vaccinated are getting sick from COVID. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Exergen temporal scanner's accuracy is backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact devices can miss fevers and give false sense of security. Remember, vaccines may not be enough, and you need an accurate thermometer to stay safe. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The Department of Defense held a closed briefing with the Senate Armed Services Committee yesterday to give them information on the withdrawal from Afghanistan and evacuation of Afghans. But Nebraska Republican Senator Deb Fischer says many members like her weren't satisfied with what she calls the lack of information.
There were some members who were frustrated. I was frustrated as well at some points because it wasn't a classified briefing. It was a closed briefing. I couldn't get some information I wanted on our CT operations and over-the-horizon operations.
That audio courtesy of Fox News Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas telling the Senate Homeland Security Committee only 3,000 or 18% of Afghans already in the United States out of 60,000 had special immigrant visas. The impact of COVID on children is getting attention in the House.
While children have been spared the same rates of severe symptoms or death as adults from the virus, we know that they're far from unscathed.
Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette opening a hearing and noting children are vulnerable to the deadly disease. Provisional data on the CDC website shows 544 people under the age of 18 have died from COVID. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.